Have you ever been asked that question? If you can have any superpower in the world, what would you choose? I know when I was a kid and people would ask me that, I chose flight all the time. I thought it'd be so cool, fly above everyone, go into space, fly around the world. And now when I'm older, I still think I would probably choose flight. I'd be curious, what would you choose? But in today's episode, we discover what is superpowers for entrepreneurs and personal brands. So stay tuned.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Hey, Changemakers, what's going on? Jay Wong here, the host of the show. Appreciate you joining me for another episode of The Inner Changemaker. Hope everything is going amazing on your end whenever you're checking this out, whether it is morning, night, or afternoon. It is really early at the time of recording this, but I wanted to come in, do a little bit of an intro because over the next few episodes, actually, you might have been listening to the show the last few episodes, and you might have noticed that I have said or asked if you have any feedback or questions, go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/voice. Well, there have been a few in the past, and I wanted to be able to actually address some of these questions. I thought they were really good, very, very powerful, and I think it applies to so many of us that are on the journey, figuring out what our gifts are, figuring out how we could go about marketing ourselves and branding ourselves and moving and growing and expanding. I mean, there's so much in just all that. So that's what the next few episodes are going to be. They're dedicated to helping address your questions, your exact specific needs. Obviously, I'm picking questions that I feel that I can add some tremendous value and perhaps even some perspective in. So if you want to get featured or, you know, submit a question, go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/voice. You're going to see it's going to be very, very obvious. You hit that button, you record your question. It gets answered on the show. That's how we're going to roll in the next few episodes. Test out the format, see how you guys feel about it. But ultimately, this one I thought would be a really, really great one to start off with because it's something near and dear to my heart. It's something that I preach to every client that we work with in our agency. It's something that I try to live by in my life, but truth be told, at a certain, it takes a certain revenue level to be able to do it. It takes a certain belief system and also a certain kind of, you know, belief in yourself and trust in your team to be able to pull it off. And I can't wait to share with you what that is. I think you're going to enjoy this episode, and I can't wait to answer your question in an upcoming episode.
Hey, Jay, it's Stacey Maynard here. And I think this really is very cool, this whole SpeakPipe thing and the fact that I get to actually ask you a question through your site. So super excited about the technology. And my question for you is the fact that you're a leader in your industry. I mean, one of the things that I always loved about you is you talk about the fact that numbers don't really matter. You know, you can have a bigger impact. You can have a big impact with small numbers. But as a leader in your industry with legacy over currency and talking about change and you're the inner change maker and how you've made an impact for so many people, I would like to know what your superpower is. How do you think that you've used your superpower to become as successful as you are? And I look forward to the answer on your next podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
So Stacey, to start things off, I appreciate you so much for listening to the show and I appreciate your kind words. It's always a pleasure to hear nice things said about you, but it's also amazing to have community members and listeners just like yourself. Now, jumping into your question, I love this question because the idea of having a superpower reminds me of a concept that a mentor taught me way back when I first started. I actually interviewed the founder of this entire concept called Unique Ability on my podcast. So if you guys want to dive deeper in terms of that word unique ability, feel free to check out that episode. We'll be sure to link it in the comment section below. But essentially, what is a superpower? What is unique ability? Unique ability is what you do best. It is your genius, right? It is an area of your life, an activity that you can constantly improve in, that you are world class, bar none. It doesn't matter where you start, you believe you are world class today. Right. And I remember I made a world, like how to like develop a world-class mindset video way back when I got started. So if you guys want to go check out that story in terms of how I developed that world-class mindset, it'll be linked right in above, right over there. Now, in terms of my own superpower, I remember back when I was about 17 years old, and long story short, I was the valedictorian for my high school graduating class. And for some of you that might know this, I actually went to high school in the US, in Maryland, and our graduation was in the Constitutional Hall in Washington, DC. And I think capacity in that room was probably like, you know, four or 5,000. I think there was about 4,000 people in the room. And I just remember being so nervous, and I ended up winning the spot. But I had never really given a speech before. I had never really communicated like that to thousands of people at the same time. And nonetheless, it's all my peers. Shout out to anybody who's listening or watching this that I went to high school with. It was just such a nerve-wracking experience. But I remember going up to the podium. And, you know, I'd written out, you know, the speech of what I was going to say. It was written out, and the pieces of paper was crumbled, and, you know, it was in my back pocket the whole day. And I was like reading it, I was practicing it. And once I started giving the speech, I got into this like weird flow of things. And I'm sure some of you that are speakers or that want to be speakers or you've done tons of presentations, I had no like formal training before this moment. And it probably wasn't that good from a technical speech standpoint, but I just remember being in the flow with it. I remember feeling the energy of the room. I remember just feeling the cadence of how I was speaking. And it was almost like, you know how some people describe like these outer body experiences? It was a little bit like that. And I kind of watched myself like give the speech. And I remember thinking to myself right when it ended that, I mean, it was just this absolute high. Anytime you've done any type of presentation or you did anything like that, there's this high that comes with it. But for me, I felt that high, but a thought occurred to me that this was an activity that I could potentially be great at. And it was a really foreign thought because growing up, I was always one of those kids that was maybe good, maybe a little bit above average, but never great at anything. You know, every sport that I participated in, I never really won any like great medals. You know, I'd get like fourth place or fifth place. You know, maybe I'd get ranked in like the top quartile, but I never like won any type of awards leading up to that. And I remember thinking to myself, this activity, this using communications, maybe giving a speech or like some form where it leverages this feeling and this type of where the world slows down for me, I could be great at that. And I remember going back and trying to research and trying to figure out how I could, you know, major in public speaking. I don't know if there's a major today in colleges and universities, but I tried looking that up. And I remember I looked at communications and that had to do with more journalism. Ended up going in business school because a lot of presentations happen in the marketing world. And I did well with that because it was a skill, like a hard skill that I thought that I could just develop, that I could rely on. And truth be told, it is still one of the aces up my sleeve. It is one of the core skills that I rely on whenever it comes to coaching, whenever it comes to speaking across North America. We do tons of speaking engagements in US and in Canada. When it comes to our virtual masterminds, when it comes to doing videos like this or podcasting. And I think the more I've grown and the more I get to know unique ability and the more we built our businesses and the more we built our teams, one thing I've learned is that for creators and for personal brands, for people with, you know, a big engine, with high ambition, typically they know what their gifts are. They know what they're great at, right? They know that they're great at numbers, or they know that they're great with people, or they know that they're great at selling, right? They kind of know what they're great at. The problem, what happens is that when we get out of that little circle, that zone of genius, as some people call it, when we get out of the unique ability circle, that's typically when we find ourselves in energy sucking type activities. that's when we're looking at the clock, you know, multiple times during the day. And it's like, why is this day not over yet? Right. And I don't know if any one of you have been there, but you know when you're operating in that zone of genius. And, you know, for me, to answer your question, that's my superpower. It comes back to being able to relay information in a concise, simplified way so that you can take the most complex idea and give it to me. And I'm going to hopefully be able to create the right analogy and create the right charisma, the right passion to be able to articulate whatever this idea is and be able to gift it back to you. And hopefully that's, you know, Stacey being one of our clients that work with us in Podcast Your Brand, as well as in Changemaker Club. Hopefully that has been your experience of going through some of the trainings and some of the workshops as well. I like to think that my superpower is in simplifying it. You know, we get a lot of comments all the time on Instagram, on YouTube, people say, like, the way that you're speaking, I understand it, even though I might be, you know, English is not my first language, right? And I think that's really interesting because I speak three languages and, you know, English is my first language in a lot of ways. You know, English and Cantonese is probably right up there. So I would say communications. I would say leveraging my ability to be charismatic and energetic at the right times, hopefully at the right levels. You know, sometimes I show up on these videos and I just drank like two espressos and I'm crazy to forget the script. Like, forget, I don't even know what we're talking about. And then there's other times where my energy is a little bit low, where I'm going to have to do some jumping jacks, some push-ups to get in the zone. But at the end of the day, it's not what... acknowledging just your superpower, it's how are you taking that superpower and applying it and making the world a better place? How are you taking that superpower and making the community a better community, leaving the world a better world around you? And I think that's my own way of trying to figure that out. I don't have, you know, necessarily the platform yet, you know, to go out and speak with some of my own heroes, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not going to happen. You know, it is happening, right? And some of you that have been following me for even the last couple of years, you know that I've always had that idea. I've always had that vision. And, you know, at the end of the day, I love this question, but it has nothing to do with what your superpower is. I think you have to identify that for yourself, but I think it's how you use it to impact others. I think that's what's going to make the biggest difference for all of you. So as we wrap up here, I'm really curious, what is your superpower? I'd love to know in the comments section down below. If you want to get featured in one of these episodes, you want to get your voice featured or your question, or you have some feedback, love to know from you. All you got to do is go to the website. There's a little blue tab on the side. You click that and you're ready to go to submit your question. Can't wait to feature you in an upcoming episode. If you like my answer, by the way, I'd love for you to just give a like to this video. If you love the answer, you love the value, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any future questions being answered by me. And I can't wait to feature you on the next episode. All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.